Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
This morning. How many glad to be at church this morning? Say amen. Woo. Amen. Amen.
William asked me before service, he said, what should we sing for congregational? There's no good traditional Mother's Day hymn, so we sung that old Mother's Day standard, I'll Fly Away. That's good for Mother's Day and Christmas, whatever you need. It'll work. Yeah. It's a blessing to be here on Mother's Day. Good to see all of you here with us in service today. Welcome our visitors. We've got so many visitors across the building. So glad that you came to be with us and worship with us in the service. I was thinking about Mother's Day. My mom's in heaven, which is a blessing for what she was going through. But I look around the room and there's a lot of ladies that have kind of taken up that spot for me and are a blessing. And I appreciate those stand-in mothers that I've had for all these years. But with all that, the song that kept going through my mind, I didn't know if Missy was going to be able to be here today. Some of you know what she's gone through this week. She's expecting, and she had contractions started, and she's a couple months way too early to be doing that. And they had her in the hospital and didn't know if she was going to be able to be here today. And she texted me and said she could, but she didn't know if she'd be able to stand in the choir, and she's able to play for Sister Glenda. But I asked her if she would do. God's been good. He's truly been good to us today. You pray for her, she sings this.
Winding road to the old. Again at Westside Baptist Church. Prayers that are being answered. A young lady here, the doctor said she'd never be able to have babies. She's got one right here with her today, amen? I'm looking around and I see the miracles of God, but also see the struggle. Brother Andy and Miss Amy, their hearts are heavy today. Garrett can't be here. We had to get Garrett some help. Garrett was having a difficult time in some areas, struggling with thoughts of suicide. But Brother Andy and Miss Amy have done something I hope we can talk about a little later. Taken their hands off, they've thrown it in neutral and said, God, you take the wheel, you take control, we trust you, Lord, enough to do that for us. Brother Andy, Miss Amy, we want you to know we love you. We love you. Sing another verse of that.
Time country play, and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears. But I felt his arms around me as I faced my greatest fears. I've had more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt. As his grace rolled down upon me undeserved, God's been
step out of order this morning, if you don't mind. We can sing the choir in a few minutes or not. But I want to share something with you I believe the Lord gave me. You know, over in the book of Proverbs in chapter 31, we have a complete list of, if I may use the word, ingredients that it takes for a mom to be an effective mom. She is glorified in and bragged upon in this chapter. And as I was reading this chapter, it dawned on me that if we would follow the instructions of this chapter, verses 10 through 28, that I believe that there are some moms that would be amazed at what God can do with them, through them, and even without them. I was looking over in the book of Exodus, and I found that Jochebed, the mother of Moses, did just that. Matter of fact, in Proverbs chapter 31, it says this in verse 10, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing." I like that verse. Strength and honor are her clothing. Strength and honor are her clothing. And she shall rejoice in the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. What a wonderful, wonderful description of what a mother should be. And I can't help but believe that if the moms of these churches across America could duplicate chapter 31 of the book of Proverbs, what a difference would be made in the homes across this country. I do believe that at life's end, that the moms that follow this recipe will look back in amazement to see what God has done for them, through them, with them, and without them. Jochebed gave birth to a son. Remember who this is? Jochebed gave birth to a son. But within 3 months, she came to a heartbreaking conclusion that her job was done. So to save his life, she put him on the water. Then God had Moses rescued by Pharaoh's daughter, saved by the enemy at the river's brink. It must have caused Jochebed to pause and think. But Westside Baptist Church, I do believe that after this happened, that Jochebed had to have been amazed how God protected her son. And because Jochebed did what God said, it was by Jochebed that Moses was fed. And when Moses returned many years later to Egypt by God's command, remember why he left the land. He had taken an Egyptian's life by his own hand. And yes, I believe Mama must have been amazed to see Moses again. She did not understand there was about to be a showdown between the great Pharaoh and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Moses said, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh said, "No, I ain't going to do it." Then the plagues came. What a shame. Pharaoh should not have played this game. The water turned to blood, the fish did die and stink. Egypt had nothing to drink. Their streams, rivers, and ponds, as well as the water reservoirs, all turned to blood. And yes, yes, and yes again, even the bottled water did as well. But at the end of the day, I think Mother stood back and had to be amazed. Then here came the plague of the frogs. There were frogs in the house, frogs on the spouse, frogs in their bread pans, and frogs in their bed pans. There were frogs on their stoves, and frogs in their groves, frogs in their cars, and frogs in their jars. There were frogs for the rich and frogs for the poor, frogs for the glad, frogs for the sad. There were frogs for the good and frogs for the bad. There were frogs inside and frogs on the outside. Frogs in the north and frogs in the south, frogs in the east and frogs in the west. Remember, Moses to Pharaoh did suggest, but Pharaoh did rebel, and God sent this mess. And Westside Baptist Church, I believe Mama stood back, and she had to be amazed. Remember Aaron, Jochebed's other son, stretched out the rod of Moses, and the dust of Egypt became lice. Yes, Jochebed had two sons in this race, but the Pharaoh's distaste, Jochebed's son, but to the Pharaoh's distaste, Jochebed's sons had thrown lice in his face, and Mother must have been amazed. Oh, then let me tell you about the flies. I like this about the flies. They were in the house. They were on the spouse. They were in the bread pans and in the bed pans. They were in the stoves and in the groves. They were in the cars and in the jars. They were on the rich and on the poor. They were on the glad and on the sad. They were on the good and on the bad. There were flies inside and flies outside. There were flies in the north, flies in the south, flies in the east, and flies in the west. But remember, Moses to Pharaoh did suggest, but Pharaoh did rebel, and God sent this mess. And yes, church, I believe Mama must have been amazed. Then the plague of boils were on every man, woman, and beast, or every Egyptian, to say the least. Against God's power, with boils on their feet, against God's power, Pharaoh's magicians could not compete. Mama stood back, and church, I believe, Mama must have been amazed. Oh, but God was not finished yet, for there was one night that the Cairo Fire Department will never forget. That is the plague of hell mingled with fire as Egypt burned. I believe Mama had to be amazed. Oh, church, let me tell you about the locusts. They were in the house. They were on the spouse. They were in the bread pans and in the bed pans. They were on the stoves and in the groves. They were in the cars and in the jars. They were on the rich and on the poor. They were on the glad and on the sad. They were on the good and on the bad. There were locusts inside and outside. There were locusts in the north and locusts in the south and locusts in the east and the west. But remember, Moses to Pharaoh did suggest, but Pharaoh did not. But Pharaoh did rebel, and God sent this mess. And church, I believe, Mother must have been amazed. Next was the plague of darkness. For 3 days, blackness covered the land, so much as you could not even see an Egyptian's hand. To this, Pharaoh almost did break, but he did not. And this was his mistake. It cost him his firstborn. And then he saw the light. And suddenly, with Egyptian gold in hand, Israel took their flight to the promised land. And church, I believe Mother had to be amazed. Then Moses led the millions through the Red Sea to a new life. And 200,000 Egyptian fighting men to their watery demise. To this, I'm sure Jochebed did see why God told her in the years before, give Moses to me. Oh, I'm sure Mother must have been amazed. Jochebed had to let go of the reins. Had to let God be God in her life. Had to let God be God in her family's life. Had to let God be God in her country's life. Had to let God be God, which would eventually be the promised land, would mean the promised land for the country's life. I'm sure Mother must have been amazed. And I want to challenge each and every mother that's here this morning that you'll turn your life over to Christ just as Jochebed did her life to God the Father. Because she listened to God, a whole nation was brought close to Him. And if you listen to God, moms, your family would be brought closer to the Lord. This morning, if you don't know Christ, oh mom, You can't do these things. You can read about them. You can hear me preach about them. You can think about them, but you can't practice them if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I want to give you a chance to be born again before we leave Westside Baptist Church. Brother Dave, I want you to take the choir where you were taken before we give our flowers away, and we want to give us an invitation. Moms, are you born again? If you were to die right now, would you go to heaven? Hey, moms, are you qualified to put the Word of God to practice that your family will see and follow? You see the mess that is made without God. Turn on your TV sets and look at the mess. Why don't you turn to Christ today and clean it up while we still can? Moms, wake up! Jochebed had given birth to little Moses. I look around and I see some moms thrown around here that have little children. Imagine taking that little baby that you may be holding in your arms and at 3 months handing it over to somebody and walking away. I'm not suggesting that that could be God's plan for your life, but I'm saying if you'll listen to the Lord, it'll be okay. And at the end of the day, you'll stand back, moms, and I promise you, you will be amazed at what God can do with you, through you, and even without you. Amen, Brother Dave.
Well, for Westside, it's not out of order. We don't tend to follow a program. Well, we had this song ready for this morning. Got a call yesterday from Brother Mike Adkins. He and Sister Glenda are so important to our church, as you all are, but they're such sweet members. And while we're getting ready to celebrate Mother's Day, yesterday she was having to put her mother in a nursing home, and while they were settling her into the bed, Sister Glenda's dad had a stroke, and so he's in LaGrange in the hospital. And so there, Brother Mike said, would you please sing Under the Hills for us tomorrow? Said, we won't be able to be there, but we'll know that you did it. And it'll be a blessing to us in this storm that we're going through.
When my plans have fallen through and I don't know what to do, I just look unto the hills whence cometh my help. When the dreams I dream died, and I need a place to hide, I just look unto the hills whence cometh my help.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender, and they're leading me
beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
I trust in God. I know He cares for me.
That's good stuff.
Amen.
I'm glad we sang that for Mike and Glenda, but I'm glad we sang it for me.
Amen.
And Pastor Payne, that's right. Praise the Lord. I feel like that we need to give you a chance to respond this morning. Maybe God's dealt with your heart in a certain way. Maybe he's dealing with you about something. I don't know what that may be, but you and God do. Maybe you need a little help. Right here is a great place to find it. So if we could stand, please, as the pianist begins to play. We don't want to give an invitation. And we want to give you a chance. Number one, if there's anybody here this morning that doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, we want to give you a chance to come to know Him today. If you'll step out into the aisle and come down here, we will take God's word and show you how you can go to heaven if you were to die even today. But then service has been unique. We don't go by the book apparently around here. There's no game plan. We just try to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Maybe God has dealt with you something concerning your walk with Him. We want to invite you to the altar as well as we sing.
Have thine affections been nailed to the cross? His eyes are mine with God. Countest thou all things for Jesus?
Praise the Lord.